Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. If you just joined us, we have the secret text, the latest version of the Copenhagen World Government Treaty. It states the third world has to make right at double the cuts the first world. I always told you it was a fraud to shut them down. The first world will have massive taxes as well, paid to the IMF and World Bank. The UN is effectively being abolished. It was always just a front to get the third world maneuvered into place. A propaganda arm will be used as a regulatory governing body, but it is having the final vestiges of its power completely publicly stripped to the private world banking structure. This is off the charts huge. Double, triple, quadruple confirming everything to the letter that we told you was going to happen. How about them apples? Let's talk to Richard in Mass. Richard, you're on the air. Welcome.
Oh, thanks for the great show and the good breaking information. I want to let you know that it's been cold out here for a whole year out here on the East Coast from all these man-made clouds, like in a whole winter. Since the summer has been actually colder.
That's right. It makes it, well, generally the climatologists say the chemtrailing makes it warmer in the summer, colder in the winter. But there's also other weather effects going on. But the Earth is also going into a natural cooling cycle.
You've been locked into clouds all summer. But what I called about was the show you had yesterday about these plate readers out here on the East Coast. They've set it up completely. They're cracking down on our freedom of movement. And
everywhere you go, nationwide, not just worldwide, all industrialized countries have license plate reading cameras tracking everywhere you go. And they're publicly announcing under the carbon tax, the first big tax will be a federal, state, and local by-the-mile tax now being announced.
They have it completely set up in Rhode Island and Massachusetts already. They have cameras on every state line, on every bridge. They get you $12 to just drive into the state capitol round trip, and $8 over the bridges. And then they want you to buy this easy pass, which I won't buy. I want to pay cash.
Yeah, they want the transponder because then they can track you anywhere, not just when you go through license plate scanners. And your tax money paid for it all, and it all goes right to the central banks.
Yep.
As they cut all the, and they tell the cops, oh, you got to write more tickets or we're going to go bankrupt. We have a state shortfall going right now, and it's all lies. And the police are just out there squeezing people.
In Rhode Island, they even have these, on every exit, they have these monitors. I think it's run by solar. I think they're tracking everyone going on and off every exit.
Well, sir, I'm sorry that we're living in this control grid, but I appreciate your call. Anything else, Richard?
If you like Megadeth, please listen to The Levelers.
All right, thank you.
Look it up online.
Thank you so much, Richard. You know, I like Megadeth because when I was 14 years old, I listened to it. And the lyrics weren't devil worship this, devil worship that. And Dave Mustaine's always made the point that he was never a devil worshiper, though he did dabble, you know, into magic and things. And that's the gateway to it. He now recognizes that. But his lyrics were always anti-New World Order. And now he really understands what's going on. And that's why this is important, because he reaches conservatively 50 million people worldwide. I mean, heavy metal is one of the most popular genres out there, to tell people that. And Megadeth is officially the second biggest heavy metal band of all time. And his new album's named after Endgame, named after my film, my seminal documentary. And so that's why we went up and did this interview with Dave Mustaine, so we can reach out to all of his fans and educate them about the New World Order. So that is what is coming up today in T-minus 27 minutes at 33 after. We're going to play this interview, this video interview, live, audio for radio.
Okay, yeah, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, you're killing me. Okay, they want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree. Oh my goodness. Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys. Yeah, we know. You love us too.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have 2 solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's 1/4 the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalistSeeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever. 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now, you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are continuing with your phone calls. I'm going to go through some of the unbelievably important developments going on at Copenhagen with the public establishment of world government. Also, more whistleblowers coming out from universities about scientific fraud going on. Universities worldwide, it emerged last Monday in the Associated Press and Fox News, of all places, reported it, colluding with universities to fix the data. Not just ClimateGate, the original emails. So that is coming up. But right now, let's go back to your phone calls. Then we're going to have the premiere of the Megadeth interview at PrisonPlanet.tv, and of course audio for the radio listeners coming up at the bottom of this hour at 33 after. Right now, let's go to, who's up first here, John? Ron in Maryland, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me on your show. I really appreciate what you're doing and stuff, but I had 2 points that I wanted to make.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. You're on air. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry. One, since you guys are talking about music, I just had a suggestion maybe that you guys should get Immortal Technique on for an interview, you know, because he's really big on the anti-New World Order thing as well. And I've seen that.
Yeah, I've interviewed Immortal Technique. He's a great artist, and he actually gives a speech that is in Truth Rising, my 9/11 truth film. But that's a good idea. Anything else on your mind?
I actually had another point that I wanted to get across. I recently flew to California through BWI, and I heard you guys talking about the full body scanners, and I didn't really know what they were really all about until I actually got there, and it looked like a big machine straight out of the fly. And so when I walked up there, the lady told me to step inside of it, and I was like, and I wasn't going to do it. So I stepped inside, and she was like, basically told me that it was not required to go in there and that I could refuse it if I wanted to. And so knowing what those things were all about, I refused it. And then so she told me to step aside in that little glass room and call the security guard over. Yes, everyone
must refuse it, because we've read official federal studies that these systems are cancer-causing, do bombard the DNA. They also record a 360 image of your naked body, and they can get a biometric reading off of that to be able to track and trace you. This is all on record. 214 airports have installed them, are in the process of installing them. Thank you so much, Ron. Let's talk to Josh in California. Josh, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, man? I want to tell you that I've actually just started listening to you over the last couple of weeks, and I found you by watching Endgame, which I thought was absolutely brilliant. I think it's really ironic, because the more stuff I've been reading on your site, especially when it comes to Copenhagen and the EPA, and I'm finding it so funny that now the EPA is coming out with trying to push this law or these sanctions that if Congress won't pass a carbon tax, and they're going to implement it. And I find it funny, even going back to the water discussion of why the EPA hasn't investigated that our water sources are just so contaminated with different chemicals, anything from, arsenic.
That's right. The EPA has ruled it's okay to have cyanide in the water. That's an article up on Infowars.com. But carbon dioxide that we exhale, that plants live off of, respirate from, is a deadly poison. And you have an unelected bureaucracy who has declared that polar bears are endangered when they're not even threatening. Their numbers are at all-time records. They're exploding in numbers. And they say, we don't care. We're saying they're endangered. And they're saying, we don't care what Congress says. We're going to tax you. And so this is the rogue government. This is a government that does whatever it wants, whenever it wants, just like the private Federal Reserve says to Congress, we won't tell you where $2 trillion of the money went. We're not going to tell you what we did with the bailout money. They do whatever they want, whenever they want. It is a group of criminals. When are we going to wake up and say it's over? We're not going to fight over phony left and right issues. We're not going to be distracted by the puppet Obama or the puppet Republican they're out there pushing. We are not going to be part of this. We know what's really happening, a global corporate government. Anything else, Josh?
Yeah, definitely. I want to tell you one last thing is that my girlfriend has a paper that she's writing on 1984, and she was asking me all these questions about it. And, I'm a little hesitant to talk about it because the minute you start talking about this stuff, people think you're crazy, which is so funny. But I made her watch Endgame, and we talked after she watched it. She was absolutely blown away because the first thing she said to me was, for the first time, I got a non-biased account of truth. And she said, I'm just fascinated at what's going on. So we started writing her paper, and I looked at her, and which is funny because that gentleman that just called in and said he got a failing grade. I said to her, don't be surprised if you get a failing grade on this paper, because what you're putting in here is the truth.
Good job, my friend. Good to hear from you, Josh. Let's talk to John in Wyoming. John, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex. I wanted to thank you, too, for being on George Norrie's program last night. But guess what happened? Two important things. Just as George announced that you were going to be on the show and for people to start calling in, all the telephones for the Bresnan communication system in northern Wyoming went off. And guess what?
It was probably the snowstorm. I doubt they cut the telephones off so people couldn't call coast to coast.
We only had less than half an inch of snow up here in Sheridan. So it isn't the snow, because they came back up right after you went off the air. And secondly, I submitted a wonderful publication, well-documented, to the local paper here, the Sheridan Press, a week ago, pointing out how this global warming business is a fraud, an absolute fraud. I've detailed all-time record highs, all-time record lows, and how since January 1st of 85, while 8 states have set or tied all-time record highs, 14 have set or tied all-time record lows.
That's right. There's millions of different climate systems over 1,000 in England alone, little subclimates, and you're always going to be having extreme weather in one place or the other.
Yeah, and they've refused to publish it. And I can't get them to tell me why they won't publish this thing. It's all clearly documented.
Well, even if they won't publish articles and documents, keep flooding newspapers and TV stations with emails and articles and physically mail it to them, physically fax it to them, because they'll be knee-deep in the truth, and a lot of people will wake up in the process. I appreciate your call, John. Tony in Florida, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Alex? I called you a while ago. I don't know if you remember me. I was a Bright House employee, and I had heard about what was going on, and I was, we were actually told to listen in on the phone calls and different things like that.
Refresh my memory. Told to listen in to what phone calls?
I was a Bright House Networks, Operation Bright Eyes, and you told me to start asking the technicians questions because they're kind of working to go into people's houses and spy on them and things like that.
Oh, you're talking about, yeah, that's been in the Florida newspapers and in the other papers that cable companies are telling their cable technicians to spy on people for guns, drugs, child abuse, whatever. And, yes, I do remember that now. So what happened?
Well, I had called your show about it as an employee, and I had told you about some things that I had heard management telling us to listen in on people's phone conversations, if we heard children crying in the background and stuff like that, to ask questions. Well, you told me to start asking questions around work. So I started talking to some of the technicians and asking them, you know, what they're really doing and stuff like that. I honestly didn't get a lot of good answers from it. But 2 weeks later, Alex, I got brought into my manager's office for no reason. Supervisor didn't even know it and was fired from the company.
Well, of course.
I'm a good employee. I was a good employee for them, but I mean, it definitely reaffirmed my belief in what's going on. Because I mean, and I was just asking some questions. I have a good employee record, and my supervisor, when we walked out of there, his jaw was dropped. He goes, "I had no idea you were being fired. I'm supposed to be told about these things because they're supposed to be, you know." He goes, "He just sent me in there because he thought they wanted to talk to me." Well, I walk in there, and she said, "We're going to terminate our contract with you."
Did they say why they fired you?
They said it's because there was one phone call that they heard me on where the person wanted to cancel their services, and they said I didn't try hard enough to retain the services.
Okay, well, let's expand on this. I did pull up the article, or Jaron did. Cable TV workers trained to spy on citizens, and it's a PrisonPlanet.com article. We have links to the mainstream news articles. But, sir, this is at least 30 years old. Now it's just all of them. Even small companies, and many, many of the foolish cable company workers and telephone people and carpet cleaners and others, they're not even told that the companies, even though this has been in USA Today, are getting huge amounts of money. They're getting part of the fines or fees or rewards for what's happening. Now, a lot of small companies, it's come out, plumbing companies, carpet cleaning companies, construction companies. There have been news reports when it comes out, they try to keep it under wraps, where companies are making more money off of spying on people and getting bounty, getting booty for the police state than they even make cleaning carpets or doing construction. And so, yes, I mean, I saw reports on 60 Minutes. It had to be 15 years ago of a famous case where this guy flew to Houston with cash, and he'd done it every year. He got a discount if he did, but he put it on his tax forms and everything. He reported on himself, you know, no freedom. So he hadn't done anything wrong to buy trees that he used in his landscaping business that were then shipped by 18-wheeler across the state. And because he pulled out a bank bag that had $10,000 in it, they seized it, they took it, and they said, "You're just not allowed to have cash." And then they reported that $500 of that went to the lady behind the counter. And then it was reported in that 60 Minutes piece that that woman alone made more money that year off of stealing people's money under asset forfeiture seizure, no drugs, nothing illegal, than she made as a ticket clerk. So this is the system, my friend. We are living in a total police state. Just an absolute worse than East Germany. They just haven't shut down all the talk radio. See, we have the police state in place, the surveillance grid in place. They just haven't started all the mass arrest of political dissidents. You know, they set people up and stuff. But they're trying to build up their police force, their spy force, to really start putting everybody in prison. But yes, we have a completely lawless, murdering criminal government allied with corporations.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Undersafes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Undersafes, security is their sole purpose. Go to grafundersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-455-1801. Graf Undersafes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to grafundersafes.com. That's GRAFFUNDERSafes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
The National Security Council, through FEMA and Homeland Security, has set up an official dictatorship. Obama is now acting as an official dictator. This is Fox News. It's also in Reuters. Administration warns of command and control regulation over emissions. The Obama administration is warning Congress that if it doesn't move to regulate greenhouse gases, the Environmental Protection Agency, this is a quote, will take a, quote, command and control role over the process in a way that could hurt businesses. The Obama administration is warning Congress that if it doesn't move to regulate greenhouse gases, the Environmental Protection Agency will take a command and control role over the process in a way that could hurt business. Now, why didn't Congress stand up against the out-of-control executive? Why won't the third world do that, hearing they're going to have their energy cut by half because they're bought and paid for? The warning from top White House economic official who spoke Tuesday on condition of anonymity came on the eve of the EPA administration's Lisa Jackson's address to the International Conference on Climate Change in Copenhagen, Denmark. Jackson, however, tried to strike a tone of cooperation in her address Wednesday, explaining that the EPA's new powers under the treaty, they haven't even signed yet, to regulate greenhouse gases will be used to complement legislation pending in Congress, not replace it. It's kind of like they haven't passed the health care government takeover bill yet, but they're already instructing state agencies to prepare for withholding from everyone's check. This is not an either-or moment. It's a both-and moment, she said. But while administration officials have long said they prefer Congress to take action on climate change, the economic official who spoke on reporters Tuesday night made clear that the EPA would not wait and is prepared to act on its own, and, quote, it won't be pretty. If you don't pass legislation, the EPA is going to have to regulate in this area, the official said. And it's not going to be able to regulate on a market-based way, so it's going to have to regulate in a command-and-control way, which will probably generate even more uncertainty. Yeah, they're telling the bigger corporations that aren't perfectly in line and smaller energy companies that are lobbying against it, look, we're just going to do this and not let you make money on derivatives. Look, ExxonMobil, Dutch Rochelle, BP, Amoco, all these other big outfits, they're behind this. You better get in line. There's plenty of money that we're going to rob from the public for you if you join in. If you don't, you get nothing. Join us or die. It's like Darth Vader to Luke Skywalker. I mean, it is in your face, gauntlet in your face, and we have the unbelievably powerful Copenhagen Treaty addendum where it states the third world has to make right at double the cuts the first world. See, they sold the third world. Oh, you don't have to make any cuts. Only America and Europe and England and Japan. Now they're going, oh, actually, you got to make double the cuts. And you've got to get IMF and World Bank loans from us now. This is total dictatorship. The EPA, a federal agency telling Congress, sit down and shut up. Because under Presidential Decision Directive 51, signed by Bush, continued by Obama, it states the president and the Security Council runs everything. For any economic reason, for any military reason, for any terror reason, it says we are in command and Congress can't even see the full text of PDD 51, Presidential Decision Directive 51. You can only see the cover sheet that says we are a dictatorship. This is a private, corporate, illegal, illegitimate takeover. But the police are just like the general public. The FBI are just like the general public. They don't know the three branches of government. All they know is their paycheck comes in and they go to the topless bar. All they know is their paycheck comes in and they go to the golf course. All they know is they do what they're told. They've got some petty power and they work for basically Kinley Madoff types that are in control of this. And this is how tyranny works. Unlimited. Once they drop the hammer, in every case in history, they just steal everybody blind until everybody starts starving to death. And in the case of the globalists, they want you to starve to death. In the case of the globalists, they want you to die. You heard Lord Monckton break down the numbers. There's all the scientific studies that just the ethanol production for environmental reasons with crops has doubled world food prices. You ain't seen nothing yet. This is a complete takeover. I'm going to say it again. This is a complete economic/paramilitary. Because the minute you don't pay these taxes, the minute you try to get around them because you don't have the money to pay it, they are going to come arrest you. And if you resist, they're going to spray machine gun fire into your body and do high fives afterwards because they like to hunt. They've taken men's regular hunting instinct and their regular warfare instinct, and they've turned the predatory nature of men loose on their own species and their own people. This is it. Spies everywhere. They're setting up domestic CIA forces to set people up. Provocateurs. Criminals. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, This is the most hardcore criminal takeover you can imagine. They plan it to be as hot as Stalin, Mao, or Hitler. You understand? This is real. This is only the beginning of the absolute total tyranny. The Dave Mustaine exclusive interview on the other side.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
We have a reporter joining us in the last 30 minutes of the show today from Copenhagen to give us their take from a British perspective. We have climatologist Tim Ball joining us in an hour. We'll have open phones next hour. I have several clips of other world leaders calling for global government that are new that we're going to be playing. That's coming up. We also have a clip of Call of Duty, the best-selling video game ever. It's made like $500 million in the first 2 weeks it's been out, where it shows Russians carrying out a false flag attack to start World War III, just killing civilians. And people playing the game simulate being black ops staging false flags. This is how everyone's just being bathed in evil and being desensitized to commit acts of murder. We are a society being mind-controlled. But again, here is the exclusive interview I did last week in Dallas, Texas, with Dave Mustaine. Invited us up to Dallas, the founder of Megadeth, of course, formerly with Metallica. His best-selling album out right now, Endgame. And this is an exclusive for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. We are live at PrisonPlanet.tv. And for all the radio listeners, you'll be able to, of course, hear the audio interview with Dave Mustaine. This is posted in even higher quality at prisonplanet.tv right now for members if you want to download it or save it. So here is the exclusive interview. We'll go to break and come back with the rest of it after break. But here it is, Dave Mustaine of Megadeth.
On the radio, but to be with you in person is even better.
Thanks, Alex.
Thanks for doing the interview.
Yeah, I'm really happy to be talking to you.
How's the tour going?
The tour's been going really great. Machine Head is a great band. Play them on my station. And Suicide Silence is a new band that a lot of people are finding a lot of interest in. And the guys in the opening band, Arcadium, very interesting band, too. I like the front man. He's very, very, very timid backstage. When he gets out on stage, he really, you know, besides the fact he looks like he weighs about 80 pounds, he really has got a great persona, and I was surprised. So I think that band's going to have some good things if he eats a couple of cheeseburgers, you know.
Everywhere. I was in a coffee shop today and it opened up the Dallas Observer and there were two just raving reviews saying it's one of your best albums ever and they're really avant-garde. What is the message of Endgame?
Well, a lot of people thought that was signifying the end of my career because, you know, I've got issues with my skeletal manners and stuff like that, with headbanging and stuff. And with the way that the music business is right now, with the record companies finally getting what they deserve, it's interesting because the music industry is falling as quickly as, you know, what we're talking about. You know, watching again, it's corporate greed in America because it's all the big conglomerate record companies, and, you know, like for example, EMI is owned by Thorn, from what I know, and they make the Warhead. So you know, there's a lot of weirdness with who owns the record labels and stuff like that. I love EMI, but I had no idea. I talked to Jello Biafra from the Dead Kennedys, and I asked him to do a side project with me. And he goes, "No way, man! You're on EMI. Those guys make bombs." And I was like, what? So I had no idea. And, of course, he told me that Oldsmobile made machine guns for the Nazis, too, and stuff like that, which totally tripped me out, but I had no idea.
Well, pretty much everything, in one way or another, is a subsidiary of the military-industrial complex. It's been like that since the days of Eisenhower. So, I mean, as long as the message is getting out, I think that's actually to the anger of the establishment. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, I had a guy from the UN actually call me up. If you can, well, not call me up, but he said something about United Abominations, and this shows you how pea-brained this guy was. He, at the very end, after he tried to discredit me, he says, "Besides, I'm a Metallica fan anyways." And I thought, What a twat. You know, because, I mean, you know, I am part Metallica, so what are you saying? That's like going up to somebody who's mulatto and saying they don't have white or black in them. You know, I am part Metallica. So for him to say that, it just shows you why the, you know, most of the people up there don't know what they're doing. Because, you know, you have people that are representing stuff, saying childish things like that. That's sandbox mentality. You know what I mean?
About endgame, you talk about these greedy, corrupt mega corporations. From your own research, what do you believe their endgame is?
Well, I believe it's the same thing you and I both believe. Me as a Christian, I believe that it's one world government, one world currency, and you know, it's part of my belief. If I said so in Holy Wars, you know, it's part of the master plan. It's what I believe. I ascribe to that when I became a Christian. I know that there's going to be a cataclysmic. Ramping up of all of these things that we're seeing right now, and it gets worse and it gets worse and it gets worse, and we're watching our country disintegrate right now, and it's scary. You know, when I start thinking that I'm going to be moving with Sean Drover back up to Canada, that's scary. You know, and that's what Endgame is all about. It's about educating our fans and showing them a little bit about what's going on within the previous administration, and, you know, just things haven't changed at all, and there's just more of this whole people being run by the people who have the money. Something that when we had the dollars before and it had red ink on it.
Yes.
Tell me that story. I had heard that was Kennedy was supposed
to. No, that's true.
He was going to get rid of the Federal Reserve, mm-hmm. and he made the money with red ink, and that's part of like.
You can go into any coin shop, Dave, and say, I want a Lincoln greenback issued by Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll probably pay $20, $30 for it because it's a collector. And they'll go under the counter and they'll pull it out, and it has a red seal, but more importantly, and it was only fives, he only issued the first $4 billion. And when you read on the top of it, it says United States note. Nowhere does it say Federal Reserve. So it was pre-1913 when the private banks took over. And he signed the executive order to fully phase out. He didn't want to do it overnight because that would cause some problems. Mm-hmm. To fully phase out the private banks that had taken over the issuance of currency and credit.
Mm-hmm.
And from talking to all the top real researchers on JFK, it wasn't making the decision to pull it out of Vietnam. That was part of it.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the decision to stop trying to have war with the Soviets. It wasn't the decision to not continue the Bay of Pigs. The main reason they killed him was what you just said, because he was going to take the power away from the money changers.
That's what I heard.
In fact, I'll mail you a Lincoln greenback.
I'll take it.
That's what got Lincoln killed. The Rothschilds and others came to him and said, we'll loan you money at 30% interest to fight the war, which they were financing in the South to the British to destabilize the country. This is all in mainline history, but not popularly taught. And he said, no way, I'll just start issuing our own money again. And so as soon as the war ended, they killed him over that again. So that's why it's called the Lincoln Greenback, because that was the last time since Andrew Jackson that money had been issued. So he didn't have to go get a law passed. Kennedy could say, well, as president, I can reissue any currency that's already been out there.
Mm.
And that got him killed. But I don't want to sit here and give a history lesson.
No, that's good, because it'll probably end up in a song. You heard it here first.
Wow. The pick of the week by the Dallas Observer for all the concerts going on in Dallas. And it's Justin's pick of the week. And he says, Megadeth, who recently put out their masterwork with Endgame, a relentless assault on corruption, FDIC, the banks, military occupations, and the mind scramble of today's world gone insane. With Dave Mustaine's articulate and spiteful delivery and blistering guitar work. Maybe you need to be spiteful.
Yeah, yes.
On the other, and it just goes on from there. I mean, is that an accurate kind of snapshot of the album?
I don't agree with the spiteful part, but yeah, I think so. It's certainly about the topics. You know, But I think any 10-year-old can read the lyrics and say that's what this is all about. And it's much more deeper than that. Each one of those songs is it is about those things, but it's so much more deeper. It's not like me just sitting on the fence and casting aspersions. It's really getting into the game and saying this is what it feels like to take a hit. You know what I mean? I know from firsthand with being involved in the money business when I went to school to be a stockbroker, there's things that I learned about money that, you know, they just don't teach people, and they want to keep people stupid. So, you know, I had that song, The Right to Go Insane, and that song, those lyrics are actually toned down because I went naming people's names and all kinds of stuff like that in the first version of it. So
wow.
That demo tape, if it ever gets circulated, it'll probably make a lot of people pissed. Figure the songs out while we're here. When we do something like this, we get the song in pieces. Like, this is the rhythm track. I have to learn it again because last time I played it was in the studio. And then get like the solos. That's what the solo sounds like, soloed out. Another solo. No Chris solo there. Here's another one. You just keep going back and forth over it until you figure it out. So, and then the whole thing sounds like this. I feel right now we're sitting on we definitely are on the quintessential lineup, and I think that my songwriting hasn't even been tapped yet because of what just happened with our new guitar player, Chris, coming in. Chris is a genius, and he's an unrealized talent, and it's real easy because, you know, if you go over and you scratch him, he kind of like bleeds music, and so that was really cool for me. We had a ballad on the record called The Hardest Part of Letting Go. I wrote about me and my wife, Pam. She hates the song, consequently, because the second half is about Edgar Allan Poe, you know, the Casco Amontillado, where he takes... what's the guy's name? Fortunato down into the cellars, and he bricks him into the wall. He's mirroring him into the wall. I put that in a lyric, and my wife thinks I want to brick her into a wall somewhere. So she didn't like the song, but you know, we wrote that, and Chris actually contributed on that, and it went from being a good song to being something that was really a masterpiece. And I don't say that because I was involved in it. I say it because the song really is that way. I used to listen to it. I would get really emotional because of what it meant for me with my finding my soulmate. And as soon as she said she didn't like it, I couldn't stand hearing it anymore. So I gotten over that, and I like listening to it again. But, you know, to know that we have this potential as a guitar team and that we can get into some really mind-blowing stuff, because when Chris came in, you know, a lot of the stuff was already written. We haven't had a chance to really explore what all his talents are yet. Yeah, well, obviously those are the FEMA coffins that everybody's talking about, being in the Midwest, and I haven't seen them myself, but you know, I've seen pictures, and you know, we had this symbology that was like the Hebrews being marched through the Red Sea, And all the people that are in the Homeland Security jumpsuits with the barcode on their head, you know, it doesn't say in the Bible if the barcode's going to be going this way or if it's going to be going this way. So I figured, you know, we would do something kind of like some cool imagery stuff, you know.
Where the satellites can see it from on top.
Maybe, yeah, perhaps. But I thought about that. How can we make this kind of look cool? We'll make it look like a mohawk, but then when you zoom in on it, it's actually their barcode. And we put around the surrounding parts of it because, you know, I was really, when I got saved, I really wanted to know what I was doing. You know, I didn't want to just blindly say, okay, I'm a Christian now. What do I do? Okay, 10%. Okay, good. See you later. You know, whatever. So I actually really read a lot of the Bible and stuff. And one of the things that I noticed was in the story back with the Egyptians and stuff, that out of all the plagues that happened, one of them was with the flies. And the flies got on everybody except for the Hebrews. And it was just really insane to see that the chosen people had been left out of this really vile plague that had happened. And it was just one thing that just kind of went around the outside of the picture. So in the top of it, there's kind of like a Stargate kind of sunburst there where people are going off to this light that they're being led off, like, come to the light. And was the Poltergeist movie?
It's really a bug.
All right. We're going to come back and finish up with the interview. It'll take two segments to finish it. And we've got even more footage. We hung out with Dave for like 4 hours. I showed up, said hi, wanted to do the interview, wanted to get out of his hair. And he's like, no, hang out, stay, we're going to rehearse. And so they sat there and played for 2 hours and then said, hey, stay, film the concert. And I was like, yeah, I want to stay, but I got to drive back to Austin. So we got back at 3 a.m. from Dallas. But to see Dave Mustaine really growing, really waking up to the New World Order, he's going to be a powerful force in waking people up. We're very excited. We'll be right back.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Okay, we are simulcasting the radio show at PrisonPlanet.tv, premiering this exclusive interview with Dave Mustaine in Dallas, Texas, of Megadeth. And we'll finish up with the interview in this segment and the next. Then I'm going to get into other world leaders calling for global governance, demonizing those of us that expose this giant fraud by the IMF and World Bank, where they're making the gases that animals and plants breathe, toxic waste, so they can tax and control our lives. That's coming up. Then climatologist Tim Ball, and we also have a reporter joining us from Copenhagen, Denmark, as world government is being established. But back to Dave Mustaine.
In the top of it, there's kind of like a Stargate kind of sunburst there where people are going off to this light that they're being led off, like, come to the light. And was the Poltergeist movie?
It's really a bug zapper.
With the rest of the record, you know, when you look inside of it, there's a lot of other stuff in there, like the symbolic. We've got the one person who's covered in flies, which, you know, kids kind of gravitate towards that kind of artwork. They like stuff that's like that, you know, graphic stuff. And we've got other pictures of Vic actually pulling the hood off of this person and showing that, you know, he's actually a victim. And you know, he's either Vic is saving him or not, you know. And I look at it like this. He's kind of like saying, what are you doing under there? Let's get out of this situation. You know, I consider myself to be alone as far as, you know, in our genre, with people who really are willing to go out and stand on a limb and say, you know what, you can hate me if you want, but at the end of the day, I'm going to do what's right. Because doing what's right isn't popular. It's not. And that's why people, you know, they like to take pot shots at me. But at the end of the day, you know, I do a lot of stuff that I know I'm not going to have any I'm not going to have any problems with myself when I go to sleep at night. You know, because I see people do stuff and they compromise themselves and they sing songs and they think that they're not going to affect them. You know, you say that stuff and it comes out of your mouth and you portray that stuff to other young minds and they hear that stuff. They believe that. You know, I don't want to be responsible for making anybody stumble. I want to make sure that they become better people.
Final equation, you've spoken about a transformation or an awakening. Can you tell us, was that overnight, or was that a process, or was that just going back to something you were at your core? I mean, can you speak about the changes in your life?
Yeah, it was pretty simple. I've always believed in God. That's why, you know, the first line of Peace sells, but who's buying sells? What do you mean? I don't believe in God. I talk to him every day. You know, when I was a kid, I was baptized as a Lutheran when I was 4, and my mom had become a Jehovah's Witness when I was 7, and that just totally ruined my life. And then by the time I turned 15, I was so full of bitterness and just hatred for organized religion that I got into black magic and went down the route of the occult. And although I didn't pursue being a Satanist, you know, I was very much agnostic and probably more atheist than I was anything, because I just didn't want to believe anymore, because I was so spiritually abused. So when the time came when my arm had gotten destroyed in 2002, I had that terrible nerve damage to this hand, and oddly it was this one. Anything else would have happened to my body, I could have had a leg cut off and I still would have kept playing, but my moneymaker here stopped working. I had to go, okay, what am I doing wrong here? Because there was a lot of stuff that was going on. And I was on a hill and I saw a cross and I looked at it and I just went, what have I got to lose? I've tried everything else. What have I got to lose? 6 simple words, and I became a Christian. And I see the people that people don't like that are the hypocristians. You know what I mean?
That's a good term.
Yeah, I made that up. So I look at that and I'm not attracted to that. And I see people that gravitate towards me.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.